if you're trying to understand why the rest of the world hates the U.S. government, why does the world hate America, you could say? It's not that they hate the American people or even the ideals of real America. It's that they hate the government running America, which, as you know, is an illegal, illegitimate, occupying criminal cabal anyway. So that government doesn't represent the American people. But if you're wondering why the world hates America, think about the way that the government treats you. Because our government, and this has actually been going on far longer than just since 2020, our government has had so much power and domination since the post-World War II era that it has lost any ability to negotiate or to engage in diplomatic conversations. It's lost its humanity. It no longer recognizes any humanitarian law. Our government, the U.S. government, rules by coercion, threats, and force. And that's just domestically. Internationally, they assassinate leaders. We've seen a string of assassinations lately. We've seen a string of coup attempts, including a coup attempt against Erdogan in Turkey that just took place. We had the Slovakian president, Fico, nearly assassinated. Many other attempts. Of course, the U.S. is constantly trying to overthrow Vladimir Putin or to overthrow any nation that doesn't go along with America. But just think about it domestically. If you get a letter from the IRS, let's say, and the IRS says, you owe $17, it's not a nice letter. It's not a letter that says, oh, maybe you forgot. Please pay us the $17 when you get around to it. Otherwise, there will be penalties plus interest, blah, blah, blah. It's not that kind of polite, professional letter. It's a letter, usually the kind of letter you get from the IRS, even if it's a low dollar amount like that, says, okay, you owe $17. If you don't pay it, we're going to take your house. We're going to freeze your bank accounts. We're going to criminally prosecute you, potentially. You'll do 20 years in prison. You know, this is the level of coercion just from the IRS that reflects this attitude of the United States government, the same attitude that is projected internationally. In other words, you could argue that the reason the world hates the U.S. empire is the same reason why you hate the IRS. Because they don't treat you with any fairness or dignity or humanity. There's no rule of law. There's no real court system. If you get hauled into court, it's a special IRS court that's rigged against you. You don't have due process. And the same thing is true internationally. If the U.S. says, well, we don't like you, we're just going to sanction your country, we're going to steal all your assets that you have in Western banks, well, there's nothing you can do about it. That's what the U.S. did to Russia, $300 billion stolen. So, of course, the world hates what America is doing. It's antithetical to cooperation or even any kind of a neighborly attitude. You also see this in America with the way that the Biden regime treats the peaceful January 6th protesters. Over 1,000 people have been arrested. Hundreds have been sentenced to prison. Some are still languishing in D.C. jails. And they did nothing but peacefully protest without weapons. It was not an insurrection. It was a trap. It was a trap set by the FBI, the Capitol Police, the DOJ. It was a trap to try to create a narrative of an attempted insurrection. And then from that, these people have been pursued across the country. They've been arrested in their homes. They've been taken to D.C. jails, and there, some of them have been subjected to torture. Some of them have been put in weeks of isolation, sensory deprivation isolation, which is a form of torture, by the way. They're not allowed a trial. They're not allowed to speak to the world. For some of them, it's been, what, 3.5 years almost, and it makes a mockery of the idea that we live in a liberal democracy, a progressive democracy that respects human rights and that respects the rule of law and that we are a rules-based order. No, there are no rules when it comes to our government. The regime in power has no rules whatsoever. Did you see recently, it just came out, that during the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, in which they were simply attempting to gain possession of a, as I understand it, a binder that contained all the whistleblowing facts and truth about the Trump dossier conspiracy. It had all the information, all the smoking gun facts about who was behind the Trump Russia collusion hoax. That's why they raided Mar-a-Lago. Well, during that raid, the FBI was granted permission to use lethal force to shoot anybody on site. This was granted by the DOJ, by Merrick Garland, who is a traitor, in my opinion, to this nation. So that permission was granted by Garland, and they even arranged for ambulance services to be available, because in reality, what they planned to do is they planned to shoot Trump. They planned to raid Mar-a-Lago and shoot Trump, because this regime carries out assassinations. And when they couldn't shoot Trump, well, they tried to drag him into court on trumped up charges, of course, in New York and other places. And the court cases are absurd. It's like, oh, Trump tied his shoelaces incorrectly. Well, that might be a felony. Did he do it as president? Yes, Trump tied presidential shoelaces incorrectly. He should go to jail. He should be disqualified from running as president. It's just insane and it's absurd. But again, this is what happens when you have a totalitarian regime, a criminal cabal in power. They treat everybody domestically and internationally with a complete disregard for rationality, reason, fairness, due process, rule of law, anything of the kind. The U.S. empire treats we the people like dirt, like as if we're all terrorists and extremists. We are treated like dirt because that's the same way the U.S. empire treats other nations around the world, treats them all with threats, with coercion, assassinations, economic sanctions, dollar weaponization. Weather weapons, too, by the way, are unleashed against other countries. And occasionally just bombing whoever they want to bomb, too. So that's the answer to your question. If you've been wondering, why does the world hate America? And also, why the world will cheer when the U.S. empire collapses? That's the reason why. And again, I want to reiterate, I'm not cheering for the collapse of America. I'm trying to save America. I'm not sure it can be saved. I think it's already too far gone, probably. But I'm still doing my best to try to see if we could reform America. Maybe we could end all the money printing and some of the corruption and get our election integrity back, possibly. I don't even know if that's possible. America's all run by Zionists now anyway. Every candidate for president, it seems, just worships Zionism and takes orders from Israel. But whatever. My point is that the world doesn't hate the American people. The world hates what America has become under its criminal cabal leadership. The illegitimate occupying force, which does not represent America. But that's what has happened. And it's very sad to say that that's where we are in history, because frankly, we the people deserve better. All of us deserve better. We deserve an honest government. We deserve honest elections. We deserve a truly free press. We deserve the constitutionally protected rights that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And we have none of those things. So we're living under a criminal cabal that has abandoned the rule of law and that will use force and coercion at any point to achieve anything it wants. That's why the world hates what America has become. And that's why we have to work within the rule of law peacefully to restore the founding principles of America. Only from that do we have a positive, abundant future together. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. Take care.
We've got several high demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious. has amazing support for your health. Check that out, Golden Milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health. And it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. It's I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out. And remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at Brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.